Welcome to the River Mountain Church Preaching Library. It is our prayer and indeed our hope that this message might inspire your life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the preaching of God's Word.
I was at home today thinking I had another hour before I was supposed to be at church, and I was helping my husband with a rototiller that I put too much oil in yesterday. And I looked at the time, and it was 5:10, and it was like, oh my, I need to be at church. And so I thought of Stephanie Moyer as I was racing up through the S turns and thinking she's sitting in the car saying, go, Mama, go, because I just was flying up here. I don't think I've ever driven that fast. And I usually like that drive. It's up in the mountains. It's S turns and it's beautiful. And I was flying today and I made it in time. Praise the Lord. I believe that Satan would have had me stay home and had me lost in time helping my husband with that oil and that rototiller. So, Father God, I just thank you for the opportunity to speak today. Thank you for the words that you've given me. It's not my words, Lord, but yours. You've given me so many thoughts. So may your will prevail today. May they hear your heart, Lord, and may you just use me. And I thank you for what you will do. Amen. So let me see. So many things up here. First of all, last week, for those of you who were not here, Jeff spoke. He had a very passionate message last week about the walking dead. And if you've missed it, I'm sorry you did, because it was a very good message, one that we need to be aware of, that there's a lot of walking dead. I believe today there is not too many walking dead mothers here in our church, but there are many walking dead mothers in the world around us. And they are raising walking dead children. So today I'm speaking to mothers who love the Lord, who are raising their children to be alive and have a desire to see their children walk with the Lord and be alive in them. So remember that as we speak today. I am a mother of two boys. They are 30 years old, and they keep asking me when I will call them men. And I said, you're always my boys. They are twins. They had their they're very interesting raising them. I am a grandmother of a little granddaughter who is age 5 and a grandson who is going to be 4 in June. My mother passed away many years ago, in fact, 1991. My sister recently on Facebook posted a very nice memorial to her and some pictures of my mother, and it was just really nice. I miss my mother. She was I have a lot of good memories of my mother. I have a lot of wonderful memories of my grandmother. And two great aunts who never had children. Those four women played a very important part in my life. They helped mold me into the woman I am today. I am thankful that I had them in my life. And if you think you don't have an importance in some young girl's life, you're wrong. You do. And we have to mold them, and we need to stand by them. So just remember that. I asked the Lord, what am I speaking about today? And after Pastor Tom, I thought it'd be simple, but I went home and I wasn't coming up with anything for a couple days except mother's heart, mother's heart, mother's heart. So I kept, okay, Lord, a mother's heart. Well, what am I going to speak about, a mother's heart? And I went to my Bible, and I shared this at the women's breakfast. I love this book. This book, I haven't always carried it with me. I don't always use it the way I should. But God has given it to us. And he tells us in 2 Timothy, all scripture is God-breathed and useful it is for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that man of God or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So if you have problems, this is where, if you really ask God to open up your eyes, you will find what you're looking for in this word to help lead and guide you through your walk in this world. The other thing he says in Ephesians 5:10, find out what pleases the Lord. In the margin of my Bible, I have down what makes the Lord smile. And I have it there because when I think of something that pleases me, it makes me smile. And so what makes the Lord smile? And then I got thinking, I know I have some other little something around about God that was really important. And in my prayer Bible, this is filled with little cards that have people's names on that I pray for. Family, friends, all sorts of little notations. Many years ago, and I wish I would have dated it. I didn't, but I know I was a mom at the time. God spoke to me, and he said, how do you make God real to your children? And I thought, I don't know. You know, I think I'm doing a pretty good job, but I realized I wasn't. And so that became really. Then the other thing was, he told me, I've given them, your children, to you. Now show them what I, God, look like. I'm thinking, how do I show my children what God looks like? So that became a real challenge, and I also realized his ways always prevail. It doesn't matter what I want, it's what God wants, what his plans are. And those plans might be that our children are going to walk a rough road. Maybe it's not going to be such an easy task for them to be good men or women of God, but it's God's will. He will prevail. So when I looked at the Bible, I kept thinking, what are you trying to tell me? So I came up with, God is an example of what a mother should be all throughout the Bible. And if we just take the whole Bible as a whole, as a mother, if we follow that instruction and if we seek him, we will know. So he has all the good qualities that we should want as a mother. So what has God put into a mother's heart? First, he put in unconditional love. God loves his children unconditionally. He purposed his heart to love all of us as his children. Mothers, we've been given that gift to love our children unconditionally. We love our children. We purpose our hearts towards our children. We intentionally desire in our hearts to love our children no matter what they do. There's not a thing I think our children could do as a mother that we would turn our hearts away from our children. Our hearts will always be there for our children. That is unconditional love. That is what God shows. Second thing God shows, has put in a mother's heart, is discipline. God disciplines his children. He's not wishy-washy. There are rules to follow and consequences to bear. God is long-suffering. He desires that his children will see the folly of their way and turn from evil. What mother doesn't? He was fair in his dealings, knowing when to say enough is enough and when to show a way of escape. And we're told in the Bible, God will always show us a way to escape. Mothers are disciplinarians. They set rules that need to be upheld and to be followed. If we want our children to see the folly of their ways and turn from evil, then we too must be long-suffering and know that God knows your mother's heart. We need to trust God. We need to trust God when we are raising our children. Third thing God has put into a mother's heart is comfort. Mothers, God comforts his children. Mothers, we need to be the same as God. We need to bring comforting words, soothing words in times of need for our children. We are comforters. Our children don't necessarily go to dad for comforting. They really don't. If they need comfort and they need a hug, they come to mom, no matter how old they are. Fourth thing God has put into a mother's heart is to be a teacher and an instructor. God teaches us through his word, imparting wisdom and understanding. A mother is a child's first teacher. If you do not teach your children the ways of God and the world, who will? In a world that snatches our children out of our arms at an early age, we need to have the word of God before us, using it to instruct, correct, and rebuke. If you want your children to be thoroughly equipped to walk amongst the dead, you need to teach them where to find their source of strength and joy. You are your child's first teacher. It's not the government's job to teach our children how to pray and how to walk with the Lord. It is our job as a mother. The fifth thing God has put in a mother's heart is to be a provider. God knows the needs of his children. He desires to give his children all good gifts. And what mother doesn't desire to provide her children with all good things? We provide them with food and shelter. We also need to provide them with physical things, but we also need to provide them with the spiritual nourishment that they need on a daily basis. Sixth thing God put in a mother's heart is to be a protector. God has protected his children. You see that all throughout his word. A mother is like the fierce lion with her cubs. Don't get in between that mother and her lion, her little cubs, because she will devour you. We want to protect our children from all sorts of things. And we want to protect them from being hurt and from the world. But there's a word of caution. We need to be very discreet in protecting our children, because if we always run to rescue them, they will never know how to stand on their own. So we need to teach them the right way and allow times of struggle and failure. And when the failure comes, we need to be there as comforters. So we also, as much as we want to protect our children, we just need to allow them to have those struggles. The very last thing that God has put in a mother's heart is to be forgiving. God forgives those who seek and ask and remembers no more. So does a mother. And can you remember back when I was a young, in my 20s, I had struggling with my mother. And I was a rebellious teenager, just so that you know that. So there's times that I didn't definitely respect my parents as I should have. But I had a younger sister, and I didn't like how my mother was raising her. There was things that bothered me. So I had to go to actually counseling. I actually went and sought counseling. Nothing wrong with that. It was very helpful after the second or third, I think it was the third session I had with this pastor, I realized that my mother was not perfect, that my mother made mistakes, that I had this ideal of what a parent should be, and that I expected her to live up to it. And because she did not, I was angry at her. I had to go to my mother as a young adult and ask for forgiveness. And of course, a mother, loving me as she does, was there to forgive me. And she was like, "What are you talking about?" We do that. Forgiveness is big. God is our perfect parent, and He has set an example for us in His Word. I am not a perfect mother. That might come as a surprise to you. I yelled at my children. I didn't always teach them God's Word. I have some bad things in my life that I work on continually that bring me down. I struggle at times. And I have just a lot of flaws, and as a person, let alone being a mother. And I've always asked my children to be able to forgive me. And when we talk nowadays, sometimes they'll bring up things, and I'll say, you know, "I'm really sorry that I didn't know you were going through that. I did the best I could at the time that happened." When they were about 14, 15, God spoke to my heart, and He said, "Jennifer, I gave you these gifts. They're a beautiful gift, but they're mine." And I cried. You know, I had to cut them loose. It was probably the hardest thing I had to do, but it was the neatest thing in a way that God worked in my life, was because I actually gave them back to God. They were a gift given to me to show them what God looks like, what makes God smile. But they are God's. They belong to God, and God is going to work in their lives, and He's going to show them things and take them through things and struggles that, who am I to get in the way of God? And mothers, we have a tendency to want to get in the way of God. So be very careful when you do that. I pray that my children will walk with the Lord. My boys, I tell them that I'm going to live to be 100, maybe 107. They cringe. When I was going through there, I was dividing down some of the stages of boys, and I actually came up with this little thing. I think it's kind of cute, so I wanted to share it. Little, they loved and adored me. They ran to me. As young boys, the adventures were many. I was their guide, superhero almost. Adolescents, they tolerated me, rolled their eyes, and ran from me. As young adults, I knew not a thing. Now as men, I'm old and familiar, like they're old teddy bears sitting on a shelf. They get me down once in a while, pat me on the head, and hold me close. So, you know, I thought I was done, but this morning, the other day, I heard on the radio something about moms and fruitfulness, and I couldn't let it go. So this morning, I kept coming back to it, and I thought, "Well, Lord, what are you trying to tell me?" And He said, "Jennifer, you have this beautiful orchard up there. Talk about it. There's fruit." And we bought land up in New York, and it has an orchard. And I do not know anything about apples or how to take care of apples. And we have too many apple trees, many, many, many. And that's like a mom. We want to be moms, but we have no idea how to take care of it. So I got, what does any good mom do? We get books, and we read. So I got books, and I read. And I learned about apples, but I'm still not that perfect orchardist. I still make mistakes. I can feed my trees. I can trim them. I can pick the apples. And my trees can be full of fruit, good fruit and bad fruit. But that fruit, although I can do all those things, and I can, as a mother, you can do all the right things for that fruit or for that child. There's things that come against it. I can't control the weather. Fruit has a lot to do with cold, hot, heat, the timing of when the blossoms come out. I'm learning that. I can't drought. I can't tell when it's rain or dry, and fruit needs some water. And so if we have a summer where it doesn't rain, the fruit isn't there. It doesn't produce. Sun versus cloudy. There are many things that I cannot control. Mothers, there are many things in the lives of our children we will never control. I can't control the pests that are going to come at my fruit. Although I can put pesticides, I can be there, I can try to, you know, guide and lead. But ultimately, it's God. It's God who's going to bring our children to where they need to be able to walk with them. Those trees last year, after I had really trimmed them way, way back, finally produced a whole lot of fruit. And I was so proud I had these trees full of apples. Well, actually, when I got out to the orchard, what happened is the trees were so heavy with fruit that it broke some of the main branches because they were holding down. So having a lot of fruit is not necessarily a good thing on a tree. So this winter I had to go up and trim out branches, big branches. And sometimes we had to do that in our children. We have to trim away that ugly stuff. And it leaves them bare. It leaves them weak. But in time, healing comes. And that tree will be restored and it will produce fruit if we have faith to walk with God. My boys don't walk with God, but my boys know the Lord. They accepted the Lord as their Savior. One struggles very much in his faith. He wants to be fruitful and finds that he has a lot of things that come against him. The other, I haven't really seen a whole lot of fruit in his life for the Lord. I know that he loves God, but there's not fruit. I do know in God's Word it says that, you know, I'll get rid of the fruit trees that do not produce. And I also know in God's Word it says that prayer changes the heart of God. So I am on my knees praying for my children, believing that God's word, that he will save them out of the darkness that has gripped them, as the struggles and the things that they face every day. Who am I to stand in the way of the Lord as he sifts them and changes them into men of God? Women and mothers, we need to be praying for our children. Not just that prayer of, Lord, be with him today because he's having a hard day at work. Take time to really pray for your children. It doesn't matter how old they are. Our children need our prayers. And they need us as mothers to be on our hands and knees because we have the heart of God in us. God has given us a heart to know his heart. And if we're following God's heart, our children will come back to him. They will come to love him and know him. God has given you a gift. You are a mom. Precious gift. Show that gift, your mother's heart, to your children. Show them what God looks like, what makes him smile.
Thanks for listening to this message from River Mountain Church. Our church is located in Shepton, Pennsylvania. If you'd like some more information, visit our website, rivermountainchurch.org.